Nebuchadnezzar in his fury casts Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace, and how the Lord preserved them. So, verse 19, it says, then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. What was his fury? The fact that these would not bow in spite of the threats, that image that he had set up, such as the faith that the Lord gives his own, that they cannot compromise even for a second. That if it's not Christ, they don't bow the knee. And it says, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The implication there is that up here he was trying to reason with them and do it in somewhat of a kind way, supposedly. But suddenly, as they declared their trust in God, that God would deliver them, and they would not worship any other god, even if through the fire, the furnace. Verse 17 is a strong statement we saw last time. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, in other words, if this was to be the way God had determined that they should die, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. So then they came near, says in Daniel 6 and verse 12, and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, that is an italic, so it would be simply reading it, Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king. Now that's their interpretation of it. But it's like Peter said, when men make rules and laws that contradict the word of God, judge for yourselves whether it's better to obey God than man. And this was the situation here with Daniel. O king, they accused Christ of many things which were not true. But because he would not bow his knee to any, not even to Herod or Pilate, when Pilate says, don't you know I have power to crucify you? The Lord said to him, you'd have no power but what is given of my Father. So here was a situation where they were interpreting that he had no regard for this king. Of all of those people in that kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, you probably would not have found one as a citizen more loyal, even though he was a pagan king. But here they used it against him. O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day, not just once, but three times. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, notice, with himself. That shows here that God had given Daniel favor with this king. God does that even with unconverted people. Joseph was such a case where the Lord gave him favor with Pharaoh, even though Pharaoh did not know Joseph's God. And set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. This shows that he went back to the books, trying to figure out a way to deliver Daniel from what the law required. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him.